弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我实在是非常喜刚刚弟兄带我们唱这首诗歌。
I truly love the song that we just sing.
特别弟兄把写这首诗歌中他当时所经过的他们当时的事情跟我们有一些的描述。
Especially our brother described what happened to the brother that wrote the song.
我心里面实在是有非常深刻的感受。
I have a deep feeling to that.
因为在当时那一帮的弟兄姐妹们他们实在是为着爱主的缘故他们甚至于把自己的性命都摆上
At that time the brothers and sisters loved the Lord so much that they gave their lives to the Lord
他们实在虽然被当时的一些人来迫害来追杀他们
Even someone is pursuing them even to kill them
但他们却愿意持守主所托付给他们的真道
But they are keeping the word of the Lord to the end
就是这样的弟兄姐妹们当他们后来都逃到了新兴道夫公爵的他的庄园里头
These brothers and sisters escaped to the Sinsendorf
很稀奇的我们看见他们彼此之间却不能真实的相爱
But they cannot love each other
这实在是一件让我们百思不解的事
We couldn't understand that
都是爱主的弟兄姐妹
They all love the Lord
但他们却彼此不能相合不能相爱
But they cannot get along to each other and they cannot love each other
到个地步他们不能够像我们今天早晨那样子能够围绕在主的饼杯面前在那里一起的来感谢来敬拜来赞美
But to the point they cannot surround the table like this morning they can give thanks or praise to the Lord
这实在是非常稀奇的事
This is very dismayed
但是感谢主因着他们向着主是有一颗爱主的心
But they have a love to the Lord
主在他们中间就有一条道路
They have a way So the Lord has a way among them
当他们愿意到个地步他们实在是不能够再往前的时候他们愿意把自己的意思暂时的放一边
When they get to the point they get along to each other they are willing to give up their will
他们愿意面前单单为着这件彼此之间能够合一能够相爱这件事情在主面前经过一段时间的祷告
They will pray to the Lord for this reason that they cannot get along to each other
就当他们自己彼此每个人都愿意谦卑把自己放下一边的时候他们在主面前这样寻求祷告的时候有一天主就答应他们祷告了
So the Lord answered their prayer when they are willing to give themselves to pray for this reason
我们看见在那个日子当他们在主面前祷告的时候圣灵就浇灌在他们中间
When they are praying the Holy Spirit pour among them
就从那日开始我们看见就在教会历史当中有一次教会的大复兴就叫做摩尔维亚的大复兴
There's a great revival It's called A great revival
所以我们知道那个复兴那个教会的大复兴它不是因着弟兄姐妹彼此而来的
The revival is not because the love for each other
但是看我们看见虽然在教会中虽然有难处
When we see there are difficulty in the church
但是他们愿意把自己放下他们愿意尊主为主
They are willing to give themselves up and exalt the Lord as Lord
我们看见主自己就把他自己丰丰富富的倾倒在这群弟兄姐妹当中
So the Lord poured himself in among the brothers and sisters
就从那个日子开始他们之间能够真实的彼此相爱
From that time they can truly love each other
他们能够持守合一的见证
They can hold fast to the unity of the testimony
所以圣灵在他们中间能够大大的做工
So the Holy Spirit can work great work among them
根据研究历史的弟兄们告诉我们在他们中间每56个人当中就能够差派一个人到世界不同的地方去宣传神的真理。
The historian tells us that among them, for each 56 people, there are one that can be sent out for missionary purpose.
因着他们彼此的相爱，他们在那里能够满了同在。
Because they love each other, so they are filled with the Lord's love.
因着他们彼此爱，他们能够去爱那逼迫他们的人。
Because they love each other, they can love the people that are persuading.
他们能够去爱那世界所弃绝的人
They can love the people that were forsaken by the world
甚至到了一个地步他们愿意自己被卖作奴隶 而进到奴隶当中，向奴隶们传福音。
Even to the point they are sold as slave and they are preaching the gospel to the slave.
神之所以能够借着他们成就很大的极大的事情，乃是因为他们彼此相爱。
So the Lord can accomplish great things because they love each other.
这就是今天早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一起来交通，一起来思想的一个负担，就是彼此相爱。
This is my burden I want to share with you to love each other.
我们先读几处的经文。
Let's read some scriptures.
弟兄姐妹这几处的经文呢相信你们会很容易记得。
I'm sure that you can memorize these verses very easily.
因为它们共同点。
They are a common point.
他们都是在各卷书当第十三章。
They are the chapter among the chapter 13.
我们先读约翰福音第十三章。
Let's read the Gospel of John chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章我们用个人的语言我们同声来读。
Let's read it together.
约翰福音十三章我们读第一到第五节。
Verses 1 through 5.
逾越节以前耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已经万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己束的手巾擦干。我们再读第三十四、三十五节。
Verses 34 and 35.
这段是主耶稣继续对门徒说的话。
This is the Lord speaking to the disciples.
我们一起来。我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。我们再读一处，是在哥林多前书，也是在第十三章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书第十三章，这是弟兄姐妹都相当熟悉的一段经文。
I'm sure brothers and sisters are familiar with this chapter.
好，我们从第一节，我们读到第四节。
From verse 1 to verse 4.
我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的靶一般。我若言之讲道之能，也没各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。我们停在这里，我们再读最后一节第十三节。对不起，对不起，我们读第八节。第八节我们就读第一句。
The first part of verse 8.
爱是永不止息。好，我们哥林多前书读在这里。我们再读一处，是在罗马书，也是第十三章。
In Romans chapter
13. 罗马书第十三章，我们就读第八节。
Verse 8.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全的律法。在这里我们特别记得就是唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
Here we remember owe nothing to one another, to anyone except to love one another.
好，我们最后再读一处经文，是在约翰一书。
In First John.
在约翰一书，我们读第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们先读约翰一书第四章，我们读第七节。
Verse 7.
好，我们一起来。 亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。我们再读第十一、十二节。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。我们最后再读第十九到二十一。
And lastly 19 to 21,
我们爱因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你早晨再借着圣灵把你的爱充满浇灌的在我们心里。
Lord, we thank you by the Holy Spirit, you pour your love into our heart.
主，你实在是知道我们是一般何等的人。
We know whom we are.
主，我们是何等需要你自己的一般人。
We need you.
主，但是我们感谢你早晨饼杯，你再将你的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Through the table that we understand, you pour your love into our heart.
主，我们实在是知道你的爱是永不改变。
We know your love will never change.
你的爱 也永不失败。
Your love will never fail.
主，我们早晨愿意再把我们的心来转向你。
We want to turn our hearts towards you.
主，还愿你再把你的爱大大的浇灌在我们心里。
May your love greatly pour into our heart.
主，好像我们能够彼此的相爱。
So that we can love one another.
主，因为当我们彼此相爱的时候，人就认出主啊，我们是属于你的。
When we love one another, then we know that we belong to you.
主，我们感谢你，主，因为你自己为我们流血舍命。
We thank you that you shed your blood and gave your life for us.
主，买赎我们来归给父神。
To purchase us to belong to for the Father.
为的就是叫我们能够彰显你的自己。
So that we can manifest yourself.
主，感谢你把这最妙的道赐给了我。
We thank you for this wonderful words.
你说我们若彼此相爱，人就认出我们是你的门徒。
If we love one another, then man will know that we are the disciple of yours.
主，早晨我们在你话语面前，我们实在是俯伏谦卑。
We humble and bow before your words.
愿你借着圣灵在向我们众人说话。
May you speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
主，好像你的爱能够真实的在我们中间。
So that your love will be realizing among us.
叫我们在这里真是能够成为你自己的见证。
So that we can be a witness for you.
主，我们无依无靠的仰望你。
We humble ourselves before you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我心里面实在是感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
因为早晨借着钵饼，主实在是在将他的爱向我们显明。
Through the communion service that he showed his love to us.
我看见我们的神是那样的伟大。
We see how great our Lord is.
他是那样的有权。
He is almighty.
他是那样的圣洁，那样的公义。
He is holy and righteous.
并没有用他的能力，他没有用他的力来改变我们。
He did not want to change us through his power and his righteousness.
我们在神面前原本都是一帮刚硬悖逆的人。
We are rebellious before him.
神他没有用他的大能，他创造的大能来折服我们。
He did not.Try to change us through His mighty power.
他却用他那测不透奇妙的爱来使我们折服。
But we surrender under His great love.
这实在是一件太奇妙的事情。
This is so wonderful.
像我们这帮刚硬悖逆的人。
A rebellious person like me.
也唯有在神的大爱里头。
Only under His great love.
我们才能够被折服。
We can surrender ourselves.
就为了早晨我们能够在主的面前能够这样来经历他的爱，我们感谢。
We thank the Lord when we can experience His love this morning.
在我们刚刚所读的约翰福音的经文里头告诉我们，
In the chapter we just read in John,
耶稣说，你们若彼此相爱，人就认出你们是我的门徒。
The Lord said that if you are one another, then people would know that you are my disciple.
弟兄姐妹，我相信这是在整本圣经当中一个神主给基督徒最重要的一个托付。
This is the, what the Lord has entrusted to the Christians.
也可以说是我们基督徒最重要的一个见证。
This is the most important witness for the Christian.
很多时候我们愿意去向世人做见证。
We are willing to testify among the world, in the world.
我们去传讲我们的主是何等的美好。
We preach how great our Lord is.
但很多时候我们发现我们好像不是很有果效。
But we see no effects.
好像我们所传讲的主耶稣在人所听见的人身上好像不是那样的宝贵。
The Jesus that we preach is not so precious to the world.
我相信这是一个这是那个问题。
That is a question.
就是我们是不是真实的彼此相爱。
Are we truly love to, love each other?
因为主说你们若彼此相爱人就认我们是主耶稣基督的门徒。
Because the Lord says,A man will know that you are my boy if you love one another.
我们若彼此相爱，人就看见教会是属于主的。
If we truly love each other, then the world will see that the church belongs to the Lord.
这是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
所以愿早晨我们在主的面前一起来思想这件事情。
We want to consider this topic.
我们知道我们的主爱我们，他救了我们。
We know our Lord loves us and He saved us.
他并没有在救我们之后就把我们提到天上与他同在好乐无比。
He did not lift us into heaven to be with him.
主似乎他在我们身上有另外一个计划，所以他把我们留在地上。
He has other plan for us so that we are in the world right now.
是为了叫我们在地上继续享受这个世界吗？
Is it for us to enjoy the world?
是叫我们在地上继续过一个好像受苦的生活吗？
Is it for us to suffer in the world?
不是的。
No.
我相信主在拯救我们以后还把我们留在地上他有一个很重要的使命。
I believe God has a purpose for us to stay in this world.
就是叫我们在地上成为他自己的见证。
So that we become his testimony.
在主耶稣升天之前他对门徒所说的。
Before the Lord ascended, he spoke to the disciples.
圣灵要降在你们身上你们就必得着能力要在耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
You shall gain strength to become my testimony.
我们是主的见证。
We are the testimony of the Lord.
我们知道这见证是何等的重要。
This is so important.
因为复活的主已经升天。
Because the Lord has ascended.
我们知道当初到时候神所定的时候到了。神就差遣他的独生爱子来到地上。
When the time has come, God has sent His beloved Son.
为什么主耶稣必须要来到地上呢
？Why the Lord has to come to the world?
因为从来没有人见过神。
Because no one has seen God.
神是一位奥秘。
He's a mystery.
没有人能够认识他。
No one can know Him.
神借着他怀里的独生爱子。
Through His beloved Son.
借着主耶稣基督来到地上。
When Jesus came to the world,
他充充满满的有恩典有真理。
He's full of grace and truth.
我们看见只有神的独生爱子，我们的主耶稣来到地上的时候。
Only when the beloved Son came to the world.
借着主耶稣把父完完全全的表明出来。
He manifests the Father completely.
主耶稣在地上的33年多的时间里头，在那里见证这位人所看不见的父神。
The 33 years he spent in the world, he testified.What the Father is.
当他在地上的时候，人听见他，人看见他，人摸着他，人就认识了这位奥秘的神。
When a man hear him, touched him, then the man would know who the God is.
所以主耶稣借着他在地上的生活，借他在地上的服事，在地上所说的话，就把父给表明出来。
Through his service and his word and his work, he manifested his Father.
他说：“人见了我，就是看见了父。”
When he said that when you see me, you see the Father.
是我们主耶稣在地上，他所父神所领受的一个很重要的托付，就是他为成为父神的见证。
God has entrusted him that he will become the testimony for the Lord, for the Father.
所以我们知道，当主耶稣从死里复活以后，他升天了。
When he resurrected and ascended,
人也再也看不见这位荣耀的主。
No one can see this glorious Lord.
那世人如何能够认识这位荣耀的主耶稣
？How can man see this and know him？
主就是要叫我们这些属他的人 就是基督徒在地上要成为他的见证。
So he wants all Christians to become his testimony.
这是我们在地上，我们蒙恩以后最重要的一个使命。
This is the most important ministry for us after we are saved.
就是叫人看见基督徒的时候，人就看见了这位复活荣耀的主耶稣。
So when men see Christians, he sees the glorious ascended Lord.
那我们说这一点我们明白。
We understand this point.
就努力的在追求。
So we pursue this point.
我们读经祷告会。
We read the Bible reading.
我们也服侍。
And we serve.
我们也到校园里头向同不信主的同学们传福音。
We also preach gospel to the students.
我们辛苦的在爱心里的里面来服侍这些还不信主的这些世人。
We labor in love for those who do not believe.
为此实在是为了弟兄姐妹在这样子的摆上，实在是感谢赞美主。
We thank the Lord that brother and sister would willingly to give.
但是我们发现从主的话语，我们发现我们却失掉了那最重要的一件事。
Through the words we found out we lost the most important point.
就是主耶稣所说的，你们若彼此相爱，人就认出你们是我的门徒。
It's what the Lord has said that if you love one another, then man will know that you are my disciple.
意思我们可以这么说
in another word,
虽然我们尽了我们的努力我们去关爱去向这些还不认识主耶稣的世人传福音去服侍他们去爱他们
in our efforts to love them and take care of them,
但是如果我们若没有这彼此相爱
well, if we don't love one another,
弟兄姐妹人所看见的不过就是我们的好
but what man can see is just the good that we have,
不过就是我们的爱心我们的努力
Only our efforts and our love.
人或许还不能看见我们是真正属于主的。
A man cannot see that we belong to the Lord.
所以主的话告诉我们，我们彼此相爱是何等的重要。
So the word of the Lord tells us how important it is for us to love one another.
因为唯有我们真实的彼此相爱，人很自然的就能够认出我们是主耶稣的门徒。
Only when we truly love one another, then man will see that we are the disciple of the Lord.
当人看见我们是属于主的。我们所说的我们所做的我们所服侍的就叫人看见归荣耀给父神
When men see that we belong to the Lord then they will give glory to God for whatever we do and serve
我们刚所读的哥林多前书13章那边告诉我们
In the First Corinthians chapter 13 tells us
简单的说我们基督徒若没有了爱就算不得什么
So if Christian is without love we are nothing
在这里主的话告诉我们我们可能可以说那天使的言语甚至于说一些现在在灵恩教会当中他们所很追求的那个方言
And we can speak some language in the angel language or the speaking tongue
我们或是能够明白神许多奥秘的话语甚至我们也能够像先知一样能够讲到
Or we can prophesize or even know all the mysteries
但是如果没有了爱也算不得什么
But without love, that is nothing.
主的话甚至说如果我们愿意我们能够周济穷人我们把自己所有的都变卖了来周济穷人
If you are willing to give all our possessions to feed the poor
甚至我们愿意把自己的生命都摆上了
Even give our own lives
主的话说若没有爱也算不得什么
The Lord says without love, that is nothing
对没有益处
It will not benefit us.
因为这段话语对我们是何等的警。
These were warn us.
似乎在神的眼中，神看为最宝贵的一件事情，就在我们的心里面有那神的爱。
In God's heart, most important is that we have the love.
如果我们从这个爱的里头，我们来服侍，我们来来关爱其他的别人。
If we can take care of others in love.
在神的眼中似乎才看为是宝贵的
That is most precious in the God's sight
所以我们知道在地上我们所能够为主做的一件事情乃是实在是需要来认识神的爱
So the most important that we need to know is God's love
神的爱我们怎么能够认识呢
How can we know God's love
我们怎么能够明白呢
How can we know him
我们怎么能够得着
How can we obtain it
我们看见实在是圣灵在我们心里头把神的爱浇灌在我们心里
The Holy Spirit poured His love into our hearts
我们知道我们这些人我们是不可能能够神的爱
It's impossible for us to have God's love
我们这个天然生命就像雅各的生命一样。
Our natural just like the life of Jacob.
在旧约圣经当中，我们看见雅各这个生命，雅各这个名字呢，就是抓的意思。
The name of Jacob means to grab.
所以我们看见我们这个天然的生命就像雅各一样。
Our natural life is just like Jacob's life.
我们生到这世界上来的时候呢，我们就是要抓。
When we are born, we are to grab.
我们就是以自己为中心的。
We are self-centered.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
我知道在当母弟兄姐妹当中有很多的那个new baby.
We know that there are many newborn babies among us.
我们就看到这些 baby 啊，刚刚出生到这个世界上。
When these newborn baby they came to earth.
他们是怎么样的一个人
？What kind of person they are?
我想问在我们当中做父母的，有没有哪个 baby 到晚上哈，他肚子饿的时候呢，他忍住不哭的？
Among the parents, do you know any baby that will not cry when they are hungry at night?
有没有哪个 baby 呢？那尿布晚上湿的时候，他想一想，哎呀，我父母亲白天工作，晚上他们现在睡觉这么辛苦，我就不要打扰他们，我就忍到白天好了。
When they wipe the diaper, would they hold it and they cry because they know the parents have labor all day?
我刚刚听到那个邱刚刚在跟那个刚做爸爸的王峰弟兄他们有一点点交通。
I heard some brother was sharing.
他就说晚上啊，他现在 baby 刚生，晚上只起来一次。他说：“哎呀，这是要感谢主。”
He said, "Thank the Lord, the baby only wake up one time."
所以我们知道，这个新生的 baby 来到地上，他们这个生命啊，完全的表露无遗的。
We know the newborn baby will reveal their natural life.
不管一天24小时，不管什么时候，只要他肚子饿了
，24/7, any time they are hungry.
他不管父亲母亲再怎么忙
No matter the parents how busy they are
不管父亲母亲再怎么累
How tired they are
只要他肚子饿了
As long as he's hungry
他怎么样
How will he do
就哭了是不是
He will cry
哭个十秒钟呢如果父母亲没有反应
After 10 seconds without any reaction
哭得更厉害
He will cry more
他为什么然后一直哭一直哭
He will continuously cry
不放弃的哭
He will not give up.
到怎么样
？Until
直到足了。
Until he's satisfied.
他就是那世界的中心。
He's the center of the world.
全世界都要为着他。
The whole world is around him.
等都不能等的。
He will not wait.
是不是
？Is that true?
所以我们从小 baby 身上，我们看见这天然的生命就是一个雅各的生命。
So we can see from the newborn that he has a natural life of a Jacob.
他就是要抓。
He wants to grab.
他就是以自己为中心。
He's self-centered.
但是我们看见主的生命却是完全的不同。
But the Lord's life is different.
当主耶稣来到地上的时候
，When the Lord came to the world,
他不仅离开了天上，他原本与父同在的荣耀里。
He left the heavenly home that was in the glory with the Father.
他离开了那个无罪的一个环境。
He left a sinless surrounding.
他对父神说：“我愿意。”
He told the Father he's willing.
他说：“我愿意谦卑，我愿意顺服。”
He's willing to humble and obey.
当他来到地上的时候
，When he earth.
弟兄姐妹，当我们做父母亲呢，当我们有新生儿要出生之前，我们就尽我们所能的来为他们预备一个很好的一个环境。
Before the newborn baby came to the earth, we will prepare all things for them.
但是当我想到我们的主耶稣来到地上的时候
But when I think when the Lord comes to this earth
他没有自己的房间
He did not have a room for himself
他没有自己的婴儿床
He did not have a baby crib
他也没有自己的玩具
He did not have toys
他虽然做了这么大的牺牲离开了天上荣耀的宝座
He gave so much and left a glorious throne
来到了地上
Came to the world
照理来讲他应该可以生在皇宫里
Actually, he should have be born in the palace.
至少生在一般人的家庭当中呢，能够给他有一个舒适的环境。
At least have a comfortable surrounding.
但是我们看见主耶稣，他却愿意生在马槽里。
But our Lord was willing to be in a manger.
他没有自己的地方。
He did not have any place for himself.
愿意成为一个人的一个身体。
He took the form of a sinner.
虽然他是没有罪。
Even though he's sinless,
但是他却愿意被生在这样一个充满罪恶污秽的一个世界里头。
But he's willing to be born in this sinful world.
他不仅这样子的降卑
，He humbled himself.
他把他自己完全的倾倒
，He poured out himself.
我们看见主在地上的一生当中
throughout his life in this world.
他所彰显的出来那个生命是一个完全给的生命。
The life that he manifested is to give.
他的一生他都一直在那里倾倒。
He's pouring his life out.
在那里给。
To give.
到了一个地步他在十字架上把自己完全的来倾倒出来。
To the point he poured out himself on the cross.
他一点都没有保留。
He did not keep anything.
那是我们主耶稣的生命。
This is the life of our Lord.
也唯有这样的一个生命才能够叫我们能够得着神的爱。
Only a life like this that we can obtain the love of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们没有能够愿意把我们自己给别人的。
None of us are willing to give ourselves to others.
因为我们天然生都是雅各的生命。
Because our natural life is just like the life of Jacob.
我们总是考量我们自己能够得着什么益处。
We only consider any benefits for ourselves.
但是唯有主耶稣，他的生命才是一个给的生命。
Only the life of our Lord is the life to give.
是一个倾倒的生命。
It's a life to pour out.
所以也唯有从这个生命里头所出来的爱才是一个没有限量的爱。
Only the love from this life is unlimited.
是一个爱到底的爱。
It's a love to the end.
是一个不改变的爱。
It's an unchanging love.
是一个成就神旨意的爱。
It's a love that will accomplish the will of God.
当我们看见当主耶稣最后被挂在十字架上的时候，
When he was crucified on the cross,
他经过了许多的痛苦。
He suffered more.
他经过了人吐唾沫在他脸上。
Someone was spit on his face.
人羞辱他。
Man put shame.
人嘲笑他。
Man tease him.
当他在被挂在十字架上的时候，
When he was hung on the cross,
他并没有对父神说，圣洁的神，公义的神，求你来施行审判。
He did not tell the Father, the holy and righteous God, please condemn these people.
他却在十字架上，在那里受尽的痛苦，受尽的羞辱。
But he was shameful and put on the cross.
他为那逼迫他、羞辱他的人祷告。
He even prayed for the person who persecuted him.
他说父啊。
He said Father.
他不是说神啊。
He did not say God.
他不是说神啊，你来施行审判。
He did not say God, come condemn these people.
他乃是说父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
He said Father, forgive these people, for they don't know what they did.
弟兄姐妹，若不是主的生命在我们身上，
If we don't have the life of the Lord.
我们是没有办法彼此相爱。
We cannot love each other.
因为我们虽然我们这些人啊，真的是不可爱的。
We are not lovable.
真的讲，如果我们还不认识，我们觉得好像彼此还蛮可爱。
If we don't know each other, then we might be thinking that we are lovable.
我们真正神把我们摆在一起。
But when the Lord put us together,
生活在一起
，together，
服侍在一起
，serve together，
不用太久。
Not for long.
你就发现我们是不可能彼此相爱。
Then you find you cannot love each other.
如果我们是活在我们天然那个雅各的生命里头，
If we live in our natural life like Jacob.
但是如果我们是活在基督的生命里头，
But if we live in the life of our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们就不是在那里彼此的定罪。
Then we are condemning each other.
我们乃是能够常常的在父的面前说，父啊，赦免我们的弟兄，父啊，求你怜悯我们的弟兄姐妹。
We'll pray that Father forgive brother and.
即使当弟兄姐妹在那里反对我们，在那里逼迫我们的时候，至少我们感觉上好像是这样。
When the brother and sister pursuing us,
我们却能够在那里，在主的爱里头，我们能够彼此的宽恕，彼此的饶恕。
Then we can forgive each other.
我们能够在那里，能够有真实的彼此相爱。
Then we can have the true love for each other.
早晨在这里我们看见我们不可能爱若不是神的爱在我们里的里头。
Morning, we see that we cannot love unless the love of the Lord is in us.
所以在约翰福音告诉我们，我们之所以能够爱，我们能够彼此相爱，是因为神先爱了我们。
So in John, first John tells us we love because he first loved us.
所以我们必须要常常的、天天的、时刻的活在神的爱里。
We need to daily andEach moment to live in the love of the Lord.
我们才有可能真实的彼此相爱。
Then we can truly love each other.
而且说实在，我们也愿意彼此相爱。
Then we are willing to love each other.
因为神的爱在我们里面，他必要激励我们。
Because the love of the Lord is in us, encouraging us.
使我们彼此相爱。
So that we can love each other.
好叫我们在世人当中能够彰显出主自己的见证。
We can manifest His testimony in the world.
那我们怎么样子能够 彼此相爱呢？
How can we love each other?
在圣经约翰福音，我们刚所读的约翰福音十三章里面，主给我们一个很好的榜样。
The Lord gave us an example in chapter 13.
在这里呢，我们知道是主耶稣他准备要上十字架的前夕。
Here the Lord is preparing himself to be crucified.
主的话说，因为主知道他自己很快就要离开世界，要回到父神那里。
The Lord knows that he is leaving the world, departing from the world.
主的话说，他既然爱这世上世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
所以主在这里给我们做了一个很好的榜样。
The Lord gave us a great example.
他让我们看见他是如何的爱门徒。
He led us to see that how he loves the disciples.
这个榜样也成为我们彼此相爱的一个实际。
This example becomes a reality for us.
在这里主做了一件事。
The Lord had done one thing.
就是他为门徒们洗脚。
He was washing the feet of the disciples.
这个榜样不是一个外面的榜样。
This is not an outwardly example.
我们知道今天一些的宗派当中，他们在这里实行彼此洗脚。
In some denomination, they are practicing to wash the feet of each other.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹在当幕这边，我们有没有实行这个彼此洗脚这件事
？I don't know. Do we practice this in Dumbo?
我想可能没有。
I don't think so.
但是外面的洗脚呢，还不是主要给我们做的那个榜样的那个重要性。
To wash the feet is not what important outwardly.
主乃是给我们一个榜样，让我们看见这是一个生命的一个榜样。
He let us see that this is an example in life.
我自己呢曾经经历过这个关于洗脚的事情。
I have experienced this.
有一次我们要回台湾去探望我们的长辈。
Before I went back to see Taiwan to see some elder.
我就为着我那时候还不信的岳父在祷告。
I was praying for the father-in-law.
我就想说我要怎么样子跟他传福音。
I was thinking how to preach gospel for him.
突然间主就借这段话语呢，就给我一个感动。
Through these words, I moved my heart.
就看到说，我爱我的岳父啊，我实在是愿意盼望他能找主耶稣的爱。
I love father-in-law that I want him to obtain the love from the Lord.
突然间这段话语呢，就进到我的心里头。
So these words came into my heart.
我就想说，那我这次回台湾呢，要给他洗脚。
So I want to go back home and wash his feet.
我的意思是说，那时候我的领会是说，真的要给他洗脚。
At that time, I thought I need to physically wash his feet.
来表达我对他的那个爱，来表达。主的爱
to express my love and the Lord the love from the Lord.
当我把这个意念呢跟我姐妹分享交通的时候
，when I share this things with my sister，
我姐妹就很紧张。
My wife was so nervous.
因为我岳父是她的父亲。
Because my father-in-law is her father.
她比较了解他。
She understood him more.
她说你不要做这件事。
She told me don't do this.
你做这件事情啊，到时候爸爸反而觉得说，是不是我嫌他脚臭啊或脏啊，所以要给他洗脚。
If I do this, if you do this, then my father will think that you think his feet was dirty.
所以我想想呢，也有一点道理。
So I thought about it. It sounds reasonable.
我就接受姐妹的交通。
So I accepted that.
但这件事情，洗脚这件事情的意念，就在一直存在我心里头。
But this matter of washing feet is in my heart.
也成为我的负担。
Becomes my burden.
当那一次我们回台湾去探望我岳父的时候
，When we went back to Taiwan to see my father-in-law,
很感谢主就做了一件事情，也让我明白这件事。
I thank the Lord had done one thing to make me understand.
虽然我没有 physically, 我没有实际的打一盆水给他洗脚
，I did not wash my father-in-law's feet.
但是我却借着主的话语来给他洗脚。
But through God's word, I was washing his feet.
让我们看见主的话语，就叫我能够把这个爱能够传递到我岳父的身上。
Through God's word, I can express the love of the Lord.
虽然外面没有这个洗脚的这个动作
，Even though I did not wash his feet physically.
但是主的话语就像水借着道，就把我岳父的洗给洗干净。
But the word of the Lord washes clean his heart.
在那一天他就愿意接受主耶稣做他的。
On that day, he was willing to accept the Lord.
所以我就稍微体会到主这边所讲的洗脚的意思。
So I can understand what does the Lord mean to wash the feet.
在这里呢，主耶稣先给我们看到说他所为我们做了一个榜样。
Here we see the Lord is the example.
虽然主耶稣他是门徒的主。
Even our Lord is the Lord of the disciples.
他也是我们众人的主。
He is also our Lord.
他是他们的夫子。
He is his teacher.
但是他却洗他们的脚。
But he is willing to wash their feet.
虽然我们看见一个为大的，或是一个为首的，或是一个在高位的，他来借着洗脚，他来服侍那在低位的人。
We see that a position on high is willing to wash the feet of a lowly.
所以我们看见神也在他的家里面，也是在这样子的来预备。
In his household, he's willing, he's preparing.
主兴起一些真的是爱主、爱弟兄姐妹的一些弟兄姐妹们。
He's raised some brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
他们因着爱的激励，他们愿意来效法主的。
Because the encouragement of the love from the Lord that he is willing, they are willing to follow the example.
他们不是因为站在聚会当中呢，他们是站在高位，站在首位的地位上，所以他们愿意来服侍弟兄姐妹。
They are in the position of on high. They are willing to serve.
他们乃是愿意学习主耶稣的榜样，他们来谦卑，来低就，来为弟兄姐妹来洗脚。
They are willing to humble themselves to wash their brothers and sisters' feet.
在这里主说你们要照着我所向你们做的你们去行。
Here the Lord says you should do what I do.
所以我们看见我们的主虽然是那样的尊荣。
Even though our Lord is honorable.
他来却来洗我们的脚。
But he's willing to wash our feet.
所以在家庭当中我们做个例子。
In our family, for example.
我们知道很多时候我们读主的话语我们弟兄读了以后很高兴。主的话说那个丈夫是妻子的头。
When the brother read that the Husband is the head of the wife.
那我们就觉得说应该给我洗脚。
So we think that the wife should wash the husband's feet.
不是的。
No.
主的意思是说你们在高。
The Lord says, people on high.
就好像是在高位，或者说你们是做头的。
If you are the head.
你们反而要做众人的用人。
You need to be the servant of all.
要做众人的仆人。
You need to be the servant of all.
那我们妻子听得很高兴。
So the wife was happy to hear that.
就回去呢，我的丈夫要给我洗脚。
So she said that my husband should wash my feet.
是不是这样子呢?
Is that right?
主耶稣告诉我们，他洗门徒的门徒们的脚。
The Lord says that he's willing to wash disciples' feet.
但他却告诉我们说，你们要怎么样？要彼此洗脚。
But he said that you need to wash each other's feet.
就是叫我们彼此在地位上，我们必须知道，我们乃是站在一个服侍人的一个地位上来服侍我们的对方。
In position that we need to serve each other.
在家里面是这样，在聚会中也是如此。
In family and in church, it's the same.
那这里呢，主是不是说主给洗完脚以后呢，叫你们彼此洗脚
？After the Lord has washed each other's this feet, that he tells us.
是不是叫我们说呢？我们就两成对啊，就彼此洗脚。
So we just couple each other and wash their feet.
所以我们就在聚会中啊，我们就找我们比较喜欢的、比较合得来的弟兄姐妹，我们彼此洗脚就好了。
So we watch the people that we like in the church, the feet of the people that we like.
像当时啊，你看那个雅各跟约翰他们是兄弟。
It's just like James and Peter, they are John.
John and James,
they are brothers.
所以他们感情好一点，有默契。
They have good feelings for each other.
所以呢，就约翰就洗雅各的，雅各就洗约翰的脚就可以了。
So John will wash the feet of James, and James will wash the feet of John.
然后彼得就找一个他喜欢的。
So Peter will find someone that he likes.
然后就大家就找自己喜欢的人呢，彼此洗脚。
They will find each other's the people that they like to wash their feet.
然后最后呢，那卖主的犹大呢，大家都不喜欢他。
How about Judas that who betrayed the Lord? No one would like him.
那犹大就自己洗自己的脚就。
So Judas would wash his own feet.
是不是这样子?
Is that right?
我相信不是。
I don't think so.
因为我们看见主耶稣在那一，他洗了十二个门徒的脚。
The Lord has washed the disciples' feet, all 12 of them.
那爱主的主也洗他的脚。
Those who love the Lord washed their feet.
那对主冷淡的主也洗他的脚。
Those who are cold to the Lord washed their feet.
就连那位要卖主耶稣的犹大，主也洗他的脚。
Even the Judas who betrayed the Lord washed his feet.
这主耶稣给我们所做的榜样。
This is the example of our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，在我们聚会当中，有没有哪一位弟兄姐妹是你觉得你不应该、你不能给他洗脚的？
Do you feel like there are any brothers and sisters among us that you cannot wash their feet?
求主的爱帮助我们。
May the love of our Lord help us.
叫我们能够认识到到底在这里主耶稣所向我们做的榜样是什么意思。
So that we can understand the example of the Lord, what is the meaning of it.
我们就没有任何的一位弟兄姐妹是我们不能够给他们洗脚的。
We'll find out that none of the brothers and sisters that we should be able to wash the feet for every one of us.
那我们为什么要洗脚呢？
Why do we need to wash feet?
我们知道我们的脚是在地上行走的一个工具 一个器官。
We know our feet is to walk on this earth.
我们知道我们在地上在当日的日子里面他们穿的不像我们今天穿皮鞋包起来的还有袜子。
They are not like us to wear shoes and socks.
他们当时穿的就是 sandal, 就是一般这个会有洞的鞋。
At that time they wear sandals.
所以他们在地上走那个都是泥巴路那沙土很多很容易就跑到脚的上面。
It's all dirt road, so it's easily to dirt to get the feet dirty.
所以当他们走完一段路到了一个地方的时候
After they travel for a while,
在那个屋子里头就会预备一个在家中呢地位最低的一个婢女一个奴仆呢来洗客人或主人的脚。
Maid servants will wash the guest's feet.
这件事情呢是一般人都不愿意做的。
This is something no one else will do.
所以在一般家里面是地位最卑微的人呢奴仆他们做这件事
Only the most lowly servant would do this.
所以我们知道我们基督徒在地上行走过生活
When they are walking on this earth,
我们知道我们的罪是靠着主的宝血来洁净
Our sin is washed by our
但是有一些事情呢有一些事情呢它不是罪
Something that is not sin.
比如说我们去公司上班去工作
Maybe we go to work.
或在学校的实验室里头非常的忙碌
We are busy in the laboratory.
或者说看看电视或看看电影
or just watch movie or TV
或做一些很多的事情都像我们里头啊那对主的那个关系好像慢慢就蒙上一层灰一样
and do something just like our feeling has been covered by dust
我们回到家里也不想打开圣经
when we go home we don't want to open our Bible
想到聚会的时候心里面还得要挣扎一下
when we go to meeting we still struggle
我们心里面好像似乎就不是那么想要来亲近主
Seems like we don't want to be close to our Lord.
这些都是因为我们在地上生活，在地上行走以后，这个脚灰尘，这世界上的灰尘就跑到我们的脚上。
All these is because that we walk on this, that all these dust had their feet.
就叫我们跟主的关系就好像产生了一层的隔阂一样。
So there are separation between our relationship for our Lord.
这个时候我们就必须要彼此的洗脚。
Then we need to wash others' feet.
洗脚不是用主的血。
Washing feet is not to use the blood of our Lord.
我们看见洗脚乃是借着用水来洗。
Washing feet is using the word.
这主的话告诉我们，乃是水借着道来使教会来洗净。
The word is washing the church.
Yeah, like water.
Like water.
所以我们知道，在我们彼此洗脚当中，我们乃是必须要借着主的话语。
So when we wash each other's feet, we need to use the word of the Lord.
我们借着彼此的交通
through our fellowship,
把主的话就像水一样来彼此洗脚
Just like the water, we wash each other's feet through the.
借着这样的洗脚呢，就能够叫我们恢复我们跟主的那个关系
So we can recover the relationship between us and us.
我们可能因着在世界上行走之后呢，不知不觉当中，我们跟主的关系就好像产生一点距离
There are some between our relationship for this between.There are some distance between our relationship with our Lord.
借着我们彼此这样的交通，彼此这样的劝勉，主的话语就像水一样，就能够把我们脚上的灰尘能够洗干净。
Through the exhortation that we can wash our feet and clean our feet.
这样我们跟主的关系就恢复了。
So our relationship is recovered.
同时洗脚呢，你发现当我们脚上有灰尘呢，水洗干净了以后，我们整个人啊就清爽起来了。
When our feet is clean, then our whole body is relieved.Feels good.
所以就是让我们看见说借着彼此的洗脚来恢复我们属灵生命的一个新鲜
So when we wash our feet then we refresh our spiritual life
很多时候当我们脚上有灰尘的时候啊，我们自己都还没有那个能力来洗自己的脚
When our feet is dirty we don't have the strength to wash our own feet
所以当我们跟弟兄姐妹有交通
When we fellowship with brothers and sisters
或是我们来到聚会当中
When we come to the gathering
你就发现说慢慢不知不觉我们这个人的那个灰尘啊就被洗干净了
Only then we discover our feet
我就分享一点点今天早晨的感觉。
I just want to share with you the feeling I have.
原本呢，我感觉上我今天呢是比较软弱。
I feel like I'm weak this today.
但是很感谢主，早晨能够和弟兄姐妹一起祷告。
But thank the Lord that we pray together.
一起在波饼的聚会当中。
In the communion service.
我们借着诗歌，借着颂词，借着祷告，我们彼此的洗脚。
Through the hymns and praise and prayer that we can praise the Lord.
我们看见我们在聚会当中。
关系似乎就更加的亲近了。
Our relationship with the Lord is closer.
我们原本跟对主的那个感觉好像有点顿顿的。
Our feeling were dull.
但是因着这样的交通、这样的祷告，你发现我们里头好像又新鲜又活泼起来了。
Through the fellowship and prayer, our feeling is refreshed.
这是彼此的洗脚。
This is washing each other's feet.
在几个礼拜前，我去探望一对弟兄姐妹。
Several weeks ago, I went to visit a brother and sister.
他们刚从中国来到这里，全家还有一个女儿哈，他们来这边要面临很多的适应和问题。
They have just came to from China. They have many problems to face.
所以丈夫妻子彼此都各有各自的压力。
They have brother, the husband and wife. They all have their own pressure.
所以他们彼此之间的冲突也就比较多。
There were some arguments among.
在那天我们去的时候。
When I went there,
我发现他们夫妻两个人啊，脸啊都挺青的。
Their countenance were not good.
当红我们本来不知道，但是后来讲了以后就知道，他们还在吵架。
They were arguing.
从前一天吵到我们去看他们那天还在吵。
They were arguing from the day before.
所以从脸就看得出来。
From the face we can tell.
然后家里面呢也是那个姐妹呢就跟我们吐了很多苦水。
The wife was complaining to us.
他说气得连 晚餐都没有吃。
She was so angry that she didn't eat dinner.
里面很多的愁苦。
Were some worries.
做丈夫弟兄坐在旁边听。
The husband was listening.
听的脸也是那个刚硬，很就是很也是很苦。
His face was showing suffering.
当然，这姐妹一直说，那弟兄在旁边就在那里讲嘛，我想。
The wife was complaining, so the husband was.
但感谢主，后来我们就跟他们有一些交通。
Thank the Lord, we fellowship with them.
有些劝勉。
We encourage them.
我们一起
So we pray together.
我们也不知道这问题能不能解决。
We don't know this problem will be resolved.
准确的说，其实问题一点也没有解决。
Actually, the problem was not resolved.
因为实在是太多事情。
Because there were so many problems.
因为时间晚了，你得要回去，孩子他要上学，一定要上学。
Because it was late, so we went home.
但是很稀奇的事情。
Amazingly.
礼拜五我们在查经之前呢，我们一起爱宴。
Before the Bible study, we were having feast.
我就坐在那边跟弟兄，其他弟兄们在那里有点交通。
So I was fellowshipping with brothers and
sisters. 后来呢，他们夫妇两个就来了。
Later, the couples came in.
丈夫先坐在我的左边。
The husband stood next to me.
他耳朵就瞄到碰到了，那姐妹呢，妻子坐在丈夫的旁边。
So I noticed the wife sit right next to the husband.
他们没有坐得很远。
She didn't sit away from.
他们中间也没有空隔。
There's no separation.
他们俩坐在一起。
They were sitting together.
我跟他们打招呼的时候。
So I say hello to them.
我就发现两个人脸不一样。
Their face countenance
changed. 那个铁青不见了。
Was no more suffering.
那脸上好像发出光来。
There were a radiance on their face.
好像在他们心里头有那个喜乐。
They were filled with joy.
我就觉得很稀奇。
I was amazed.
我相信在一夜之间，好像没有什么问题是解决了。
Only one night, a problem has resolved.
但是我相信，借着那个洗脚呢，他们的生命啊，就新鲜活泼起来。
By the washing each other's feet, their life was renewed.
因着我们跟他们的交通和祷告呢，就把他们带到主的面前来。
Through our fellowship and prayer, we brought them to the Lord.
而且那个灰尘啊，就洗干净了。
We see all the dirt was washed away.
所以这边让我们看见说主跟让我们说要彼此的洗脚。
Here we see that we need to wash each other's feet.
为了就是叫我们能够恢复跟主那个亲密的关系。
So that we can recover the relationship with the Lord, so that relationship will be closer.
像我们的属灵生命呢，能够再新鲜、再活泼起来。
And our spiritual life will be lively and refreshed.
那我们要怎么样子彼此的洗脚呢
？So how can we wash each other's feet?
我刚刚提到说，我们来借着主的话语，借着交通，借着祷告，我们能够来彼此的洗脚。
That's the word of the Lord and prayer and fellowship.
那我们怎么样子来做呢
？How do we do that?
我们来看这约翰福音三章主给我们的榜样。
In John chapter 13, the example.
这里呢，我们简单来看，可以分成四点。
There are four points.
第一，我们看见主耶稣他把自己的衣服脱了。
We see that the Lord has taken off his garment.
脱了衣服是什么意思呢？
What does that mean to take off his garment?
在当时我们看见那个衣服呢，来指着外袍说的。
The garment is like the outward robe.
这外袍乃是代表这个人的那个荣耀。
The garment means his glory.
乃是代表我们的自己。
Means himself.
我们的尊荣。
His self-esteem.
我们的利益。
His benefit.
我们的地位。
His position.
主耶稣在为门徒洗脚之前，他必须先把这个外袍给脱下。
Before he washed the disciples' feet, he laid aside his garments.
就你们今天主要我们彼此洗脚，不是要我们站在一个高的地位上来给对方洗脚。
Today the Lord wants us to wash each other's feet, is not from the position on high.
我们不能说今天好，我要遵守主的命令。
So today we need to obey God's command.
是我要来爱我的弟兄，爱我的姐妹。
I want to love our brothers and sisters.
那我们就准备要很努力的来爱。
So I want to emphasize our love.
但是呢，我们就照着我们的方法，照着我们的方式，我们来爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
According to my method and my way, I will love the brothers and sisters.
所以在夫妻之间，我们是不是有碰过这样的情形
？So have we met this position condition?
我们做丈夫的就很生气的说。
The husband will be angry.
我这样子爱我妻子，我这样子爱，这样子爱，我这么努力的爱。
I have loved my wife so much.
我妻子呢，一点都不 appreciate.
My wife would not appreciate that.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为妻子不觉得丈夫是爱她。
So、the wife doesn't feel the love.
因为丈夫呢，他用他自己的方式来爱妻子。
Because the husband is using his own way to love the wife.
但是妻子却不觉得这个丈夫呢是在爱她。
Because the wife did not feel that the husband is loving her.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要服侍我们的对方。
We need to serve each other.
我们必须要是把自己要倒空。
We need to empty ourselves.
我们要舍弃自己的地位和尊荣。
We need to give up our honor and our position.
我们真真实实的是站在一个卑微的仆人的地位上来服侍弟兄姐妹。
We need to serve the brothers and sisters as a.
让我们看见那个榜样，他脱了他的衣服。
That our Lord's example, he take off his garment.
第二，他用手巾束腰。
Second, he take a towel and gird it.
这束腰的意思就让我们看见主耶稣，他乃是以谦卑来束腰。
Gird himself with humbleness.
当我们要服侍一个人的时候
，When we want to serve someone,
但是必须要像我们主一样，取了奴仆的形象。
We need our like our Lord take the form of a servant.
我们不是站在一个高高的地位上来服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
Don't serve our brothers and sisters from a position on high.
我们真真实实的以谦卑来束我们的腰。
Humble, we girded our waist with humbleness.
我们看见我们是弟兄姐妹的，我们是弟兄姐妹的仆人，我们站在那仆人的地位上来服侍他们。
We are the servant of brothers and sisters, so we stand in that position.
第三，主耶稣他用一盆水啊，打了一盆水来洗门徒的脚。
Pour water into the basin and wash their feet.
就让我们看见，而且我们要依靠圣灵，借着神的话语，像水一样，我们来洗弟兄姐妹的脚。
We trust the Holy Spirit and serve of the Lord, and just like the water to wash the brothers and sisters' feet.
我们不要照自己的意思。
It's not according to our way.
也不要用很多这个我们自己人的话语。
Not using our own words.
我们还是要跟随圣灵的带领。
We need to follow the leading of our Holy Spirit.
用话像水一样来洗弟兄姐妹。
Word of our Lord is like water to wash the feet of our brothers and sisters.
我们在洗脚的时候，你发现我们既然站在奴仆的地位上
，When we stand in the position of the servant to wash others' feet，
你发现我们乃是甘心情愿。
We are doing willingly.
我今天不是说好，今天主的话说要给弟兄姐妹洗脚。
The Lord's word tells us to wash others' feet.
我们就不甘不愿，就打了一盆水。
So we bring the water.
来到父弟兄的面前。
And brought the water to brother Fu.
父弟兄，今天我要给你洗脚。
And brother Fu, I will wash your feet.
你就把你的鞋子脱掉。
Take off your shoes.
袜子脱掉。
Take off your socks.
你就把水砰就洒在他脚上。
And we spray the water on his feet.
弄得他裤子都湿了。
Even wet his pants.
这不是一个服侍的态度。
This is not the attitude to serve.
我们今天实在应该站在一个甘心愿情愿做奴仆的地位上来洗弟兄姐妹。
Wash the brothers and sisters' feet with fervent.
第四点，让我们看见主不仅借着用水给门徒洗脚以后，
The Lord has washed the disciples' feet.
他用他束腰的手巾来给门徒们擦那个脚。
Wipe their feet with the towel that was girded.
这让我们看见主的服
侍。Service is fervent.
很仔细、很完全的一个服侍。
Very detailed and complete.
但主不仅将门徒脚洗干净，
Not only he has cleaned their feet.
但手巾来擦门徒的脚。
He will use the towel to dry their feet.
看见主的服侍是他从心里头甘心情愿。
The service is from his heart.
他洗门徒的脚是满了爱在那里洗门徒的脚。
Was filled with love to wash their feet.
所以他还能够越不仅洗了门徒的脚，他还能够为他们来把他们的脚擦干。
Not only he can wash their feet, he was willing to dry their feet.
你们这是在我们天然生命里头，我们是不可能做到的。
Not possible in our natural life.
那今天如果主的爱激励我们
，If the Lord's love encourages us,
主的爱充满在我的心里
，The Lord's love fills us.
我们的服事应该是一个完全的
，Our service should be complete.
应该是一个道理的
，It should be.
是一点都不勉强。
Is willing,
是能够叫我们服侍对方，真是能够感受到那个爱。
So that others can feel the love.
接着我们，让我们在这个彼此洗脚、彼此相爱的事情上面，那我们的态度应该是如何
？What is the attitude for us to wash others' feet?
主的话告诉我们说，你们知道这些事，就去行的，就有福了。
The Lord tells us, if you know and obey and do it, then you'll be my blessed.
你们这件事情是非常非常简单的。
This is very simple.
主说了
The Lord has spoken.
我们听见了，我们知道了
We heard it and we know it.
我们就去行
Then we do it.
我们就照着主所做的，我们也就去做
Then we practice according to what He told us.
我们就去彼此相爱，彼此的洗脚
Then we love each other and wash each other's feet.
主说你们这样做就有
Lord says we are blessed.
你们就是一件非常清楚明白的事情
Very simple and easy.
帮助我们
May the Lord help us.
很多时候，主给我们这么简单一个命令，我们实在是清楚也是明白。
We understand the commandment that He has.
但是我们却不能在行为和诚实上，我们能够来顺服主的命令。
Not obey it through the honesty.
所以很多主愿意倾倒在我们的聚会中，在我们个人身上，在我们家中的福分，因此就不能临到我们。
Then we cannot receive the blessing that He was willing to pour into our family and our church.
主的见证也不能在我们当中能够彰显。
Then His testimony will not be manifested among us.
所以主说，你们知道了，就去行，就有。
The Lord says, if you know it, then practice. Then what?
第二个态度，就是在罗马书十三章那边所说的。
In Romans chapter 13 tells us.
就是我们彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another.
很多时候我们的感觉在这句话的感觉觉得说，哎，那我们要去爱那个是爱许多还不认识主的人。
Does that mean that we need to love those who the unbelievers?
但是在罗马书十三章那边让我们看见，乃是让我们看见的是什么？乃是一个身体的生活。
Here tells us the life in the body.
是基督身体的生活。
It's the life in the Christ, body of Christ.
特别是指的就是指的教会的生活。
Especially meaning the life in church.
所以我们看见，主要我们弟兄相爱，我们要常以为亏欠。
We need owe nothing to anyone.
意思就是说，我们不是说我们给弟兄姐妹洗了一次脚，他说啊，那我们尽到我们的责任了。
It doesn't mean that you have performed your responsibility after you wash the brother's feet.
就是我们里头实在是要存那个亏欠的感觉。
To feel that you owe someone.
我们总觉得我们爱弟兄爱的还不够。
So that we have not loved our brothers enough.
我们服侍姐妹服侍的还不够。
We have not served our sister enough.
那亏欠的感觉应该常常存在我们心里头。
This owing, the feeling of owing someone should be in our heart.
像我们彼此相爱，真是能够显出主的见证。
So when we love each other, we can manifest His testimony.
最后想和弟兄姐妹分享一个真实的故事。
Lastly, I want to share a true story.
就是那个这个祷告的手的这个图画。
About this picture about the hands prayer.
Prayer hand. 这个是非常有名的一幅名画。
The very famous painting.
我想就你们可能看过。
You have seen.
但是我们可能却不知道这幅画背后的一段故事。
We know the story behind.
乃是有两位非常好的朋友，也有的说法是说他们两个是。可能这都是在主里的弟兄。
There are two brothers in Christ.
一个叫杜雷尔，一个叫金斯坦。
One's Duer and one's Kingstein.
他们两位都是非常有艺术天分的艺术家。
They are very talented painter.
他们呢，只要稍微再有一点点经过到那个艺术学院，到学校再稍微经过那个名师的调教以后呢，他们是非常有前途的。
have a good future if they go to the school taught by the teacher.
但可惜的是，他们两个人家里都是非常穷的。
But unfortunately, their family are poor.
就他们没有这个财务能力呢，能够进艺术学院来进修。
So they cannot study in good school.
他们就只好两个人呢，只好都是白天工作，然后晚上呢来练习画画。
They will work in the daytime and practice the painting.
那这样子，因着这样的一个生活，他们就没有办法能够专心的来使他们的画画的这个才能呢，能够一直有大大的进步。
So their ability to paint did not progress.
然后他们就想了一个方法。
So they thought of one method.
就说他们两个人当中呢，他们就抽签。
So among them, they would draw lots.
就是一个人呢，就专心的去工作。
One will work.
然后赚钱呢，来供应另外一个人呢，先去艺术学院去进修。
Make money to support others to go to the school.
而等他进修好了以后呢，再换就这个人呢去工作，然后供应另外一个人呢能够进艺术学院来进修。
After that person graduated, he will make money to support the other person to go.
他们抽签之后呢，那个金斯坦这个弟兄呢，他就抽中了，说他先去工作赚钱。
Brother Kingstein draw the lot to make money to support others.
来供应这个杜雷尔这个弟兄呢，他先去艺术学院去学习画画。
To support brother George to go to school.
经过一段的时间之后
，After some time，
这个杜雷尔呢，他的确他那个画画的才能、艺术的才能呢，就得到很大的进步。
Brother George was greatly progressing his painting ability.
在当时呢，他就成为一个很有名的一个艺术家。
At that time, he's a great painter.
但是因着爱的缘故，他遵守他的诺言，他就把他的事业暂时放在一边。
Because of love, he put aside his career.
就愿意去找一个工作，来让他的那个好朋友，也是他的弟兄呢，金斯坦也能够进艺术学院来学习这个画画。
He was willing to support Kingstein to go to school and to learn how to paint.
当杜雷尔来对他这个金斯坦这个弟兄跟他讲这件事情的时候。
When George came to Kingstein to talk about this,
金斯坦回答他的朋友，他的弟兄，告诉他说
，Kingstein re-answered George and said,
他说你看我的手，我已经不能再画画了。
I cannot paint no more.
因为他的双手因着劳苦的工作，已经扭曲而且很粗糙。
Because of hard labor, his hand has.
他为了他的朋友，为了他的弟兄，他牺牲他自己艺术的前程。
He gave his future.
对于他的手，再也不能从事这艺术的创作。
He cannot create art.
但是他却没有一点的埋怨，也没有一点的愤怒。
He did not have anger or complaint.
他乃是在那里愿意成全他的弟兄。
He was willing to perfect his brother.
当有一天，杜雷尔。来到了金斯坦的房间门的外面。
When George came to the room of Kingstein,
那房门稍微开着的。
The door was open a little bit.
杜雷尔就看见了。
George saw.
他的弟兄正在跪在床前。
Brother was praying before.
弟兄手就是那位金斯坦。
These hands are the brother's Kingstein.
一点都没有美丽的一个形和容形。
No glory or beauty.
粗糙的
rough.
是扭曲的
is.
但是在杜雷尔心中看见了一双充满爱的手。
In George's heart, he saw a hand of love.
就是因着这一双祷告的手。
Because this hand of prayer.
这一双虽然不美丽的手。
No, it's not beautiful.
就成全了杜雷尔这么一个艺术家。
He has perfected the artist's door.
这双手对他来说，充分地表达了这个爱。
Express the love.
真的爱。
A love of willing to give.
一个舍己的爱。
A love to give himself.
一个成全的爱。
A love to perfect.
也没有埋怨的爱。
Love without complaint.
这是这幅名画背后的一个爱的故事。
The loving story behind this painting.
约翰一书第四章二十节，我们刚刚读过的，告诉我们。
First John chapter 4 tells us.
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄。
If someone says I love God and hates his brother.
这就是说谎，没有 知道我们都是爱神。
We know that we all love God.
我们知道我相信每一位蒙恩的弟兄姐妹，我们愿意爱神。
I believe all believers will love God.
那神的话告诉我们说，我们若不爱我们看得见的弟兄
，Word of God tells us if we do not love the brother that you see,
就不能爱我们没有看见的神。
Not love God whom we cannot see.
话非常清楚。
God's word is so clear.
再简单也不过。
So simply put,
把亲爱的弟兄姐妹就放在我们身边。
God has put dear brothers and sisters among us.
说我们若不能爱。看得见的弟兄姐妹。
Not love the brothers and sisters that we can see.
不能说我们是爱神。
Not saying that we love God.
今天如果我们真的是爱神，愿意爱神。
We are willing to love God.
神爱你们看得见的弟兄姐妹。
God says, love the brothers and sisters that you can see.
是主所托付给我们的见证。
Testimony God has entrusted to us.
话激励我们。
His words encourage us. Glory, thank you.
我们的爱神是我们所有人的赐福。
Your love cannot be tempted.
多少时候我们软弱失败跌倒的时候，
都
是你的爱把我们带回到自己的面前。
God has led us back to you.
你的爱是让你全身的爱。
Your love is overcome.
你的爱是不止息的爱。
Love will never stop.
你的爱永不失败。
Will never fail.
我们愿你的爱再一次激励我们。
And your love encourage us.
我让我们能够更多的爱。
So that we can love you more.
用你的话告诉我们。
Your words tells us.
我们若爱你，
if we love you,
我们就必爱我们看见的弟兄姐妹。
We will love the brothers and sisters that we can see.
主啊，你把这么多可爱的弟兄姐妹放在我们身边。
Brothers and sisters among us.
他们是何等宝贵。
They are so precious.
在我们身上都还有许多的问题和难处。
But we have difficulties in ourselves.
主啊，真是让我们看见弟兄姐妹的宝贵。
Have mercy on us so that we can see.
帮助我们来爱我们弟兄姐妹。
Because of our brothers and sisters.
可以说主啊，我们爱你。
So we can say we love you.
可以找着这些话再来激励我们。
Through this morning, please encourage us.
我爱你。
If we love you.
我们爱我们弟兄姐妹。
We love the brothers and sisters.
我们没有这样的爱。
We don't have this love.
我们需要你们帮助。
Need your help.
需要圣灵把这样的爱大大的充满在我们心。
May the Holy Spirit pour this love in.
天天的浇灌在我们心。
Pour into our hearts daily. We love each other truly. Manifest among us. We pray.
大家有感动的悲吗？然后我们听了你的话，我们就是把这个就是把这个跟放在磐石上面，把给我们顺服的心。我们听了你的命令，是吧？我们不是在放在头脑里。哇，让我们真的能够行出来。哇，我们在爱里面要常不亏欠。哇，我们求你真是保守我们，常常活在你爱的里面。所以我们不需要挣扎，我们不需要努力，我们有你爱的生命。主啊，保守我们，保守你自己的儿女们，听我们的祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。现在我们中间要报告我们的三十二页。